piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the Food Guys. Several weeks ago when we were doing a show about this loose confederation of major American cities where they were dealing with how to improve school lunches and so forth, in Chicago, they're getting rid of all pop.
Mm-hmm.
And fruit juices could only be sold in a quantity no greater than 8 ounces
mm-hmm.
in vending machines and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
which struck me. And I began thinking about what is the actual impact of fruit juices compared to eating whole fruit. Sure enough, there's a gigantic and very interesting study that's been done for many years, starting in about 1980.
Yes, and it's gone on for decades.
Still ongoing.
With tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands of people. Actually, they come up with a figure of something like 3,464,641 person years of follow-up in the study.
So it's amazing.
That's huge. I don't know what a person year is, but I gather.
But it's an impressive number.
Yeah. It's how many times you interview these same people
uh-huh.
and continue to follow them up. For absolute decades, mm-hmm. first of all, the parameters of the study, something like thousands of women in this nurses' health study, and then nurses' health study number two started up, which was a separate study of different subjects,
mm-hmm.
and then the health professionals follow-up study, which had added another 500,000 person years to the whole project.
And then they did men.
Yeah. And what they were doing, basically, was they were comparing the amount of fruit that people ate, that is to say
whole fruits
mm-hmm. of various types,
uh-huh.
and compared it with the impact on their diet and on their health, particularly with an eye toward type 2 diabetes,
right.
of ingesting fruit juice.
Right. It's the whole fruit consumption
mm-hmm.
versus fruit juice consumption and the impact it had on type 2 diabetes. And they found that if you ate the whole fruit, it was almost a preventive of getting type 2 diabetes. Whereas
yes.
if you drank the juice, you had more of a chance of getting diabetes. I found that absolutely fascinating. But when you think about it, when you're getting the whole fruit, you're not only getting the antioxidants, you're getting fiber.
Right.
You're getting micronutrients,
mm-hmm.
many of which are lost in juice production.
That's
and
right.
certainly in consumption. And what was also very interesting, they studied different fruits.
Yeah, different groups of fruits. They broke them down into basically three categories based on what they would term their glycemic index. In one group, you would have things like apples and pears, berries. And in another group, you would have things like cantaloupe and watermelon, and
mm-hmm.
in a separate group, oranges and things of that nature. Oranges seem to be one of the particular bugaboos of the whole project, because the difference between a whole orange
mm-hmm.
and orange juice
mm-hmm.
was really significant in mm-hmm. terms of its impact
on the health.
On your health. And when you stop to think about it, what is far and away the most widely ingested fruit juice? And it's
orange
clearly
juice.
Orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
It's very problematical because the difference is this. Whole fruits prevent you from contracting type 2 diabetes.
Right.
Absolutely has a positive effect.
Uh-huh.
The ingestion of fruit juices has the opposite effect.
Amazing.
This is almost twice as
likely.
Frequent the
uh-huh.
number of cases of type 2 diabetes that come out of whether you ingest whole fruit or drink juice. I think that's extraordinarily significant.
It is extraordinary. What I found really interesting was that the greater consumption of specific whole fruits, particularly blueberries,
yeah.
grapes,
blueberries.
And apples,
blueberries,
had the most
apples.
Impact on
yeah.
the preventive effect of getting
yeah.
type 2 diabetes. Blueberries, grapes, and apples. So you pick up an apple and you eat it out of hand. Pick grapes and blueberries. How would you eat blueberries? I would eat them one by one from a bowl, and I'd probably add yogurt to it, and that would be fine.
I didn't see anything in the study about using them in cooking at all.
No, I did want to mention, John, though, that there are some very powerful blenders out there now where you could put in a peeled whole orange. Mm-hmm. You can put in a chunk of pineapple. You can put in whole strawberries. You can put in blueberries. And you can turn it into a very thick drink.
Uh-huh.
So that if you didn't want to eat the fruit itself, you are still getting the whole fruit.
Yeah.
And makes a wonderful thick puree. And if you add some banana, and you don't have to do anything. You just put the entire fruit into the blender. You can add a little bit of yogurt if you want, and then you have a fabulous smoothie. So that would be just as healthy, I think, as eating the fruit out of hand.
And I think the final message here is whole fruits versus juice. Go for the whole
fruit. Don't drink the juice. Eat the fruit.
It's just as easy, and it's just as easy to come back next week for
the food guys. Food guys.